when you left here and you went to Boston, did you ever think you were going to be back?
Oh, part of me always wanted to come back. I knew, you know, life works very in mysterious and strange ways. I always felt like at some point in my life I would return back here, whether it was a player or whatever it may be. Of course, player would be number one. So I'm glad I'm back.
What are you trying to bring to this group? Why did you want to come back to this group?
This is a special group. I think, you know, what Kobe and JB have done in terms of building back this team pretty quickly, if you think about it, you know, especially with all the departures that we had after, what was it, 2018? For us to build back pretty quickly and get back to being competitive, something we want to be a part of, especially just because, you know, I've been here my first time around when we were, you know, drafting the 1 and 4 pick with Kyrie and myself, and then, you know, getting to the champions and being in the finals 4 years in a row. And then now with this team, you know, being a 4 seed with great young players and adding some good veterans to this ball club, I wanted to be a part of that journey, and I feel like I could help with my my toughness, my leadership, and just understanding the grind that it takes for a full season into the playoffs.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Hey, Tristan. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com. Donovan just fielded a couple of questions about his contract status. He's got still two years left on it. What did you learn from your time playing with LeBron here that can apply to his situation, just in terms of like not letting that be a distraction for these guys?
No, Donovan's a pro, and he's going to come in with the mindset of competing at a high level. We're not worried about that. At the end of the day, you know, one thing Bron always told us in terms of like guys like Kyrie, myself, K-Love, JR, that had contract situations brewing, and I mean, LeBron did a bunch of 1-on-1 deals here, is that you just play and compete at a high level, everything takes care of itself, and Donovan knows that, and he knows what he means to this team and where we're trying to go to, and he's a big part of that. So, you know, all we need him to, which he will do, is just worry about playing basketball, and he's a really talented player, so he'll always have a lot of coins in his pocket.
Cameron Justice, News 5 Cleveland. You're here, back of this team, but there's a lot of new faces. What are you looking forward to most about playing with a guy like Evan Mobley and Darius Garland as they're, you know, up and coming and making a name for themselves?
No, I'm excited. You know, I remember when we came and played here when I was with Boston, and it was Evan's first year. I told him, you know, I always called him like a young Chris Bosh, and now I'm calling him a young Anthony Davis. So, obviously, I think Anthony Davis is, you know, when he's healthy, he's always been a top five player in our league, and I think Evan has that potential to be that kind of guy. You know, I think what makes AD and a guy like Evan so special is that they can impact the game on both ends, you know, and Evan's just only getting better, so, you know, that's kind of the benchmark. I'm like, you gotta be like Anthony Davis for this team. In order for us to have success, you gotta be able to do that.
What does it mean to see him embrace this off season and get that home gym and really put the work in to be bigger, better, stronger?
It's part of being a pro. That's what the great ones do. The great ones go outside the box and do more than what's required. You know, of course, you can come in and use the team facility, but the ones that are great and have separation are the ones that, you know, build out their entire life in terms of tailor-making it to the game. And what you put into the game is what you're going to get out of it, and you're going to see that from him this year.
Hey, Tristan. Wiley Johari, Spectrum News, Cleveland.
No, Los Angeles. it's national spot here now.
You know, you've been through a lot as a player. You have so much experience in the postseason. So I want to ask you, if things get tough for this team, what's your advice going to be for them to weather the storm, whether it be during the season or in the postseason?
Yeah, I think I would love for our team to go through adversity during the season so that when we get to the postseason, you know, guys are comfortable being uncomfortable, you know? So that's what I'm hoping for. I think the good thing for this team is that they've been through what happened last year, and that wasn't a good feeling at all, especially the way that the series played out and how they lost. I think that's the biggest motivation that you can ask for. And you look around the league, everyone's got better. The East has got much better. So that speaks for itself. But I'm here to help them, you know, weather those storms just because I have the experience and have been through moments like that. I've been down 0-2, been down 2-1, been down 3-1. So if anyone knows how to get through a shitstorm, it'd be me.
Jeff Chudon, News Herald.
I was going to ask
you. Be real. It's a blue-collar town. Blue-collar town, you know? We don't put up with much here. Right, guys?
Right.
Exactly.
I was going to ask you a similar question. If you don't, probably won't be starting, so how will your experience in the playoffs help in a bench role?
It's the same thing. I think when you're on the bench, you see the game. You watch it from a different scope, and you know you hold the biggest. Especially for myself, is definitely going to be holding our starters accountable 1 through 5. Whether it's DG or Jared or any of them, I'm going to hold them to a high standard. If I see something out there that maybe coach isn't addressing or doesn't see, I'm going to say it, because you know the only way we're going to get better as a team is if we all hold each other accountable to a high standard. So you know you might not like it, might not want to hear it. But I'm going to tell you, because it's, at the end of the day, it's all about winning. It's all that matters to me. That's why I'm here. It's about winning.
Marla Ridenour, Cleveland Magazine. How you doing?
How you doing?
Does 3-1 still hold a special place in your heart?
Of course. It's part of NBA history. Our team should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, because I see there's teams in there, so our team should be in there. But it's always, this, you know, when they always show games on NBA TV, of us coming back and doing that. It's a special place in basketball history, but in Cleveland history, you know, it's, I think that's kind of what this city's about in general. You know, everyone always puts Cleveland on, you know, the back burner or always overlooks us. So it's only right that a city like Cleveland makes history like that, in that kind of fashion. It suits our DNA.